A group of Pittsburgh high schoolers has spent the summer channeling questions, beliefs, and hopes into music. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story about the hip-hop group The Crunk Movement, which makes music through the nonprofit Center of Life.
In the basement of Hazelwood Church, booming drums and a bass line reverberate off of the walls. Students sit behind a mixing board on a velvet couch and office chairs as the band and dancers practice. The sound carries up the stairs to the attic, where teenagers cut tracks in a studio. More than 20 students from high schools around the area have spent time after school writing, producing, and performing this past year. They released an album in May called Thinking Out Loud and continued to make new music and perform after the school year ended. The songs reflect their lived experiences. They sing and rap about mental health, getting in trouble, and planning for the future. They're teenagers, so as 18-year-old Dre Gordon says, they write a lot about falling in love.
Everyone thinks they're in love. So a lot of the songs for a lot of time were about relationships and love and how to get through that.
Lyrics about social justice are woven through the album. Gordon helped write the song Choices. It explores gun violence. Margaret, slavery feels like it's starting. Too many kings getting killed like Martin. You were getting whipped if you missed. They've also done their research on the people who shaped hip-hop culture.
We learn about Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, the big names, Snoop Dogg, all of them, and like what they were working with and how what they did affected how everything is today.
That's 17-year-old Amani House. She joined the group as a singer, but she transitioned to rapping. She's also a writer and says she's mindful of the artists who influence her work.
So when you're doing this, are you disrespecting the craft? What are you doing to show respect for the people that created it and that hold it dearly?
She worked on a song called Heaven that explores existence and the possibility of an afterlife.
Sometimes you don't want to be here, you just want to be somewhere where you can just let it all go, and it's like paradise, you know?
Spiritual themes often surface in the music, like in another Gordon song, yeah. Daily Prayers.
Yeah. I need separation, yeah. I need meditation. Whoa. All that tugger, heard they keep my name in conversation. I need honeys, can't go lower.
That kind of musical expression is what Tim Smith wanted when he formed the group 15 years ago. He leads the Center of Life in Hazelwood.
With hip-hop, it's almost a rule that you listen to the lyrics because hip-hop is about words and beats.
Over time, he has watched the program evolve as students became more justice-focused.
They're dealing with suicide, they're dealing with, you know, rape, you know, teen pregnancy, they're dealing with drugs. I mean, they're hitting these things in extremely creative ways.
Smith is in the early stages of starting a management and production company to represent people who come through the organization. In the meantime, the Crunk Movement music can be found on Spotify. Regardless of what comes next, Smith says these students now have an outlet to express themselves. The seniors of the group recently held an emotional end-of-season concert where they invited the community to celebrate with them. Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
Living a life for good to be young. Living a life for good to be young. Yeah.